This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, N.M. Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time, the Babysitter's Club.
I didn't even look at this last part of the book, because I thought it was just
it was just meaningless.
Blank pages to fill out, but there's stuff back here. There's content back here.
Yeah, there's content throughout. I mean, she did put a lot of blank pages in, which, like, you gotta respect the game.
Also, I ordered that other book, one that was like Babysitting Diary,
and it's literally just an empty
literally just blank pages.
Yeah, no, I tried to warn you, but
that one cost like $20 too.
But so you've noticed something, and I guess we can just start here.
In the end here?
Yeah, in the end matter here.
Yeah, so we're reading matter. A book.
Yeah, we're reading. We've read a book.
We've read a book called The Babysitter's Club Guide to Babysitting.
Yeah.
Special babysitting tips from Anna Martin Inside.
Yeah.
All you need to know about babysitting kids with activities, letters, and even your own BSC record book.
Yeah.
So this book was written by Anne.
Written by Anne, who apparently is some fucking babysitting expert.
And then two other people helped, apparently.
Yeah, but shouldn't we be getting babysitting tips from, like, Claudia and Stacy and
Or someone
Marianne.
Who's ever had a baby.
Anne is not necessarily a babysitting expert.
I'm not even sure she's been around a baby. I have no evidence that Anne's ever been in proximity of a baby.
Anne is as much of a babysitting expert as you and I are.
Right. Yeah, I have a baby.
So maybe I don't know if Anne has a baby, actually. But she's a Babysitter's Club expert, just like us.
Yep.
But she's not a babysitting expert. And so why do I want babysitting tips from Anne and Martin? But she does seem to know a lot of babysitting tips from having read this book.
Right.
She knows a lot. But we're looking at the back matter here. And
I want to talk about these other two authors who helped, too.
Okay. Who helped?
I'm not familiar with either of these names.
Okay. Let's get to that.
Jana
Beecham,
and Malcolm Hilgartner.
The Entity.
What?
The Entity.
The Entity is like a being. It's two corporeal beings smashed into one. You're thinking of Jana and Malcolm, the Entity.
Right, and look at that. Take off, cover over the last names of each. Okay. With one, get a finger over each, and then what does it say? Jana,
Malcolm.
And Malcolm.
But the Entity's Christian name is Jana
N.
Malcolm.
Right. So this is before they were joined. Is that possible?
This is before they got into the chamber.
Before
like in the fly.
The fly happened. So that's scary. You know what? I did not catch that this was Jana and... So I take your point. We know... It can't be a coincidence. That's what I'm claiming. We know
you think they're related.
We something. Know of an entity that is called Jana and Malcolm that is the fused being of two previously separate beings.
Yeah.
I'm claiming that this Jana Beecham and Malcolm Hilgartner are the separate beings that will later fuse.
Okay, and this book was published in 93, so I guess that puts a timeline on when the entity.
Wow, that's
finally fused, and it was apparently after November of 1993.
But so they know about babysitting. They're the ones who are helping. You know what? Explain something to me. Oh, hi, I'm Jack Shepard.
I'm Tanner Greenring.
This is the Babysitter's Club.
Copyright 1993 by Anna Martin. Some of the letters that appear in this book were first published in the Ask Anne feature on the Babysitter's Club on the Prodigy service.
Fuck yes.
Damn, I feel whatever... It's nostalgia, but it's also yearning, because I feel bad that I've never been able to and never will be able to experience the Babysitter's Club on the Prodigy server.
I actually spent some time today looking to see if there was like the Prodigy emulator, but I could not.
Is it like on Internet Archive or something like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But that's probably a bad rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah, you're right. Say whatever you were going to say and really make a meal of it.
Okay.
And don't call on me for any reason.
No, because again, I need your undivided attention. And again, by again, I mean, as always, What are you finding? Have you found anything?
You talking to me? I was very specific.
But because when I, here's the thing, when I make a meal out of something and then you're not paying attention, then when I finish, inevitably, even if I do a really good job of making a meal out of it, I get dead air from you, and it's as if I said nothing, and I get no reaction to it. And so it's not particularly a road I want to go down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What are you saying?
Are you done?
I can't find a reliable way.
Okay, so listen to me. So are you willing to at least go along with my theory that this Jonna Beecham and Malcolm Hilgartner are the precursors, the separate precursors to what eventually became the entity known as Jonna and
like
Malcolm.
It seems like it. Okay. It would be a pretty big coincidence if it were not the entity.
Okay. Now knowing that, let me read you some chapter titles from this book that we read.
Okay.
Breathing difficulty, choking, convulsions, electrical shock, poisoning, unconscious child, bee sting, broken bones and falls, bumps and bruises, burns, stomachache, nosebleed, fever, tooth injury, vomiting.
Yeah.
That's just a random sample of chapters from this book for kids.
I was going to say maybe you're cherry picking, but I'm looking at the table of contents here. The table of contents is two pages.
Yeah.
The first page has stuff like be prepared, discipline, chow time.
Here's one. Ding dong. I'm here.
And then the second page is entirely from the top to the top starts with fire.
Fire.
And the last one is vomiting. And it's everything in between is just as dire.
It's so dark.
So yeah, of course this one was written by the entity.
So this brings me to my first question of the day, which
Ding
is
dong.
What is going to happen on this babysitting job that Anne and Jonna and Malcolm are sending us on?
It really prepared me for the worst.
Listen to what she says. What else should I take on the job? Answer, this book. At the back of the book, under the heading Important Numbers, be sure to list the numbers of 1, ambulance, 2, police, 3, fire department, 4, poison control center, 5, doctor, and what is going to happen on this babysitting job that you're sending me on?
I think you are not giving me enough credit, Anne. If you think that the baby I'm watching is going to be going to need an ambulance.
Yeah.
Going to need help from the police.
Poison control.
Going to be set on fire. Going to be poisoned. I've worked with a baby now for some time, about 18 months.
Yeah.
And none of those things has
none
ever
of those
happened
things. Here's what Ann says. You might want to consider bringing your own first aid kit. Band-Aids, Telfa non-stick sterile pads, Neosporin, antibacterial ointment to put on cuts and bites, Ipecac to induce vomiting.
Yeah.
What the fuck does she think is going to happen? It's going to be like a zombie attack? Like,
they also talk about something called Numzit a lot.
Is she trying to scare people away from babysitting? Like, that's her. That's
if
like
I
her
were a
13-year-old area.
Girl, 12-year-old girl, and I read this, I'd be like, oh, shit, never mind. Split lip.
It's not worth the money. What are you fucking paying me for this job? It's like the Expendables.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're like... When a kid barfs in front of you, don't react. And it's like, how can I not react? It's literally the grossest thing in the world.
Yeah. And that, so Anne would say, as she does throughout this book, ew, ick.
Ew, ick. Yeah. I think that's probably the entity, actually.
That's them.
They're already sort of entering this state.
They're starting to phase together.
Phasing together. One is saying ew, the other saying ick, and they just write it both down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this is probably where it started. So this is the origin story for the entity.
What a book. Should we describe to Baby Nation what this book even is?
Yeah, let's say what it is. That's great.
So
it's called Babysitter's Club.
Babysitter's Club Guide to Babysitting. And it's got tips and tricks from Anne on how to be a good babysitter and the babysitters.
I got mine online. It's used acceptable. And look, it says someone wrote on it, Megan R. They wrote Megan R across it.
Weird.
So Megan R, if you're listening to this, I've got your baby.
Mine is used acceptable, and it's got this in it.
virgin.
So it's, kind of it's burn a, on
it's,
me.
It's a sticker with a price tag on it, and on the sticker, for some printed in a red stamp, is the word virgin. So they're on to you. You're like, okay, almost 40-year-old man.
What are you? 36 and you're buying a Babysitter's Club book?
The Babysitter's okay. Club Guide to Babysitting.
I'll tell you this, too. I paid a lot more than $350 plus tax.
Yeah, me too. It's worth it, though.
Yeah, it is worth it.
It's worth it. So we'll describe it. So what we've got here is a book. And so it's Anne is saying, she's telling us how to do it. And she says, I'll read you the beginning. Dear reader, as the members of the BSC will tell you, the babysitter's motto ought to be prepared. Well, two things about that.
That's the Boy Scouts motto.
One, that's the Boy Scouts motto.
That's what you're doing is copyright.
What you're doing is taking the Boy Scouts motto. And two, we already know what the Babysitter's Club's motto are, and they're like, not that.
The Babysitter's Club motto should be, think different.
That's good. That's great.
The Babysitter's Club motto should be, I'm loving it.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
So Anne says she's going to tell us how to do it, and then the BSC do come in briefly. Somewhat reluctantly, and they write us little notes.
It's not all the BSC, it's some of them.
Yeah.
And some imposters, too, because there's someone who claims to be Claudia Kishi in this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in Claudia's handwriting, in her iconic handwriting.
I noticed
but
this.
Nothing is misspelled.
But so here's what she says, and it's so fucking suspicious. A good babysitter is creative. She or he takes the time to think of fun new games to play with the children so that they will want her to come back again and again. Notice that I read that without stumbling. It's because there was no misspelling. And then she's written, P.S. Thanks for the help with my spelling, Marianne. Who's she trying to impress? Why now? Why after 200 books, now is the one time where you're like, better spell it right. What have you shown me?
Does this company not employ fucking copy editors?
Oh, and he's showing me the Scholastic imprint. Yeah, don't they have copy editors? Name. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're making
you don't
Marianne
need Marianne's
do it?
Help. Marianne's a 13-year-old girl. Submit your manuscript.
Yeah.
And their copy editors will edit it for you.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So anyway, we're way off topic. We needed to get back to the thing we were talking about at the beginning, the end of this book.
Okay, so we were noticing this. Before we started recording, you were noticing it. The back matter here.
The back matter.
Lists the Babysitter's Club books today. And why don't I just read them out and then you can...
This is November 93.
You can stop me once
What, are you going to read every single one?
No, but you can stop me once you notice it. What's wrong with this story.
Okay.
Here's the Babysitter's Club books today. Number one, Christy's Great Idea. So far, so good.
Yep.
The next one, number 10, Logan Likes Marianne.
Classic.
The next one, number 15, Little Miss Stony Brook and Dawn.
Another good one. Love it.
Okay, I was hoping that you would have stopped me by now because there's something wrong, isn't there?
Number 1, number 10, number 15, number 20, number 25, number 30, number 35, number 40, number 45, number 50.
No, wait. It goes to... Wait, hang on. What the hell?
Yeah, it counts up in fives until 50.
1, 10, 15, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
What?
Wait, yours is different?
What year? Go to the front of your book. Okay. When was yours published?
Mine was published. So this is interesting. Mine was published copyright 93. And it's the first Scholastic printing.
November 93.
Is yours Apple paperbacks?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. So
but
you and
mine
I,
is also first Scholastic printing, November 93, but look at my list in the back.
It goes 1, 10, 15, 20, 25, and mine goes 1, 10, 15, 20, 21. Okay,
hell?
So but this so this makes sense. So what this is, I think, is a clue to the Glaive Order.
But
that's, listen, hear me out. You have to have both of our copies. And put them together.
Oh, they don't. It's too powerful. Look, yours also has. Look, mine has a blank spot right here, and yours has some kind of text.
Oh yeah, it says the price. But your price was put. They put your price on that sticker that says Virgin. but so I think we've uncovered a secret here, which is Anne has put the ultimate Ur reading order. If we put our books together,
I'm like shook to my core that our books are different. I feel like we've like stumbled into some kind of alternate reality. Like these are from different timelines, you know?
Oh, that's possible too.
Like at some point the universe diverged.
Well, we know exactly when, right? It was at number 20 after Christie and the Walking Disaster. That's the first Jackie Radowski book. That's the first Jackie Radowski book. The Walking Disaster is Jackie Radowski. That's when the timeline gets out of sync.
There's a big sticker on the back of my book. I'm trying to peel it off to see if I can uncover any clues about which timeline my book is from versus yours.
But isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. Of course it would be.
Of course it is.
It's just the ISBN number.
We'll have to ask Megan R. If we can find Megan R.
We've like uncovered fucking multiple timelines. This is friendship.
No, this is fringe shit. You're not wrong. And the book is dark.
The book is dark-sided.
It's dark-sided. Listen to this. Here's one of the questions Anne asks. Listen to this. Ready?
Yeah.
What do I say to the hurt child? This is just the type of shit that Anne is saying.
Is this a riddle? Is this a joke?
It's the type of shit that it's like, this is like the energy that Anne is bringing throughout this book. It's just like at any time, you turn to any page in the book and she's asking you some shit. She's like coming at you like in your face with a question like this.
Right.
So Anne says, what do I say to the hurt child? And then here's her answer. If the situation isn't too serious, try making light of things. Joke about what a great story Jason is going to be able to tell at school the next day.
Does she mean Jason?
I'm assuming, and I'm just filling in the blanks here, that Jason hurt the child.
Yes. And he's going to go to school tomorrow and be like, you should have seen this kid.
And he's going to go to school and be like, man, this I went to this fucking summer camp freaked. With a hockey mask.
I also love that Anne, like, clearly, and Malcolm and Jonna clearly had a page count that they needed to get to. Mm-hmm. And we're 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 pages short.
Yeah.
Because there's this little sliver of a section in this book called Letters from My Readers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where Anne just publishes some of her mail.
Her mail is fucking crazy. I want to talk about that a little bit later.
Like, she's like, bring this book on babysitting jobs in case there's an emergency and you're in an emergency. And you're like, God.
Let me see what Noel from Nova Scotia asked Anne in 1993 about being like underpaid.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that Anne says just randomly. The answer to the question, what do I say, is explain your emergency. Hello, I am babysitting a child who has fallen down the stairs and is unconscious. That's what you say.
Yeah.
That's what Anne wants you to say.
To who?
The question is, what do I say?
Okay. So if you're ever at a loss of words.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to say, Anne has some advice.
I am babysitting a child who is... It would get you out of like a meeting or something that you didn't prepare for.
There's a number of different opportunities where you need to say something.
Yeah.
I think like opening line on a dating app.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah. It's always tough to figure out how to like what this is. Like,
you never know what to say. You don't want to sound too cheesy and like pre-baked, but you also don't want to be like totally
out
there.
You want to grab their attention.
But exactly.
So and this is good.
Hello. I'm babysitting a child who has fallen down the stairs and is unconscious.
And that's it. That's all it says.
Yeah. I like that it starts with hello. You got to be polite.
You do have to be polite. They won't send an ambulance if you're too mean.
So that is what you say.
Hell of a book.
Hell of a book.
Starts with a foreword from Anna Martin, goes into messages from the BSC.
Yeah.
And then it talks about like just the biz of being a fucking babysitter.
Just the biz. Just the fucking, just getting down to brass tacks.
She gets into marketing.
Yeah.
She gets into some of the ins and outs of changing diapers and.
Ew, ick.
soothing. Yeah, toxic. That section's called
Toxic Waste.
How do I change the ew ick diaper?
And then she has in this same section.
You know what Miles likes to do? And this is way too graphic for our listeners.
Okay, perfect.
Here's what Miles likes to do. When he does a poop,
okay.
I go into his room and I put him on his changing table and I take his poopy diaper off, and then he immediately, almost every time, reaches down to touch the poop.
Oh, classic. Yeah. Yeah. The same with Cyril when he was Miles's age, and I would always say, always in those, we would have the same conversation. I would always say, "Your instincts are so fucking bad."
Why are you trying to touch the poop?
Yeah, stop it.
It's nasty.
It's bad.
Now you got poop on your finger.
Making this worse for me.
Yeah.
This has been Dad Talk.
Dad Talk.
Yeah. So in this same section with the poopy diaper, there's a list of songs for 1 to 3 year olds.
Yeah.
And one of these things is not like the other.
Okay.
Here are the songs for 1 to 3 year olds. The Wheels on the Bus. This Old Man. Itsy Bitsy Spider. Old MacDonald. The Hokey Pokey. Where is Thumbkin?
Okay, so that was what? Six songs?
Yeah.
I've heard of...
I'm very familiar.
Five of those six songs.
With five of those songs. Here's what I think is happening. I think Anne is genuinely wondering, and it's pretty ominous. Because she was just, it's like, you know when you're like thinking about something else while you're writing and you accidentally write down your thought instead of the thing that you're supposed to be writing?
Yeah.
Anne was doing
that.
She's
all
like,
all the time.
She was like, where's Thumbkin?
Maybe it's like, maybe this is like some spy shit. Like, obviously no one's buying this fucking book, right?
No, we're the first. Well, and Megan R.
Yeah, Megan R. Yeah, and some virgin. But... this was purely made so that Anne could like get messages across like the Soviet border.
Right. Where is Thumbkin? Interesting.
Okay, so here's I'm on wiggles.fandom.com, the Wiggles fandom wikia.
Okay.
And I've got
they know where Thumbkin is.
I've got an audio file on this page.
Thumbkin does sound like a Russian poet. It's like Pushkin. Maybe it's like some like
sorry, I'm listening to the Wiggles.
Banned Russian poet. Okay, well, yeah, what's happening?
Do you want to know what the song Where's Thumbkin?
Sure.
Is?
Will you sing it to me?
Yep.
Please.
Where is Thumbkin? Where is Thumbkin?
Okay. Stop.
Here I am.
Yep.
Here I am. How are you today, friend? Very well, I thank you. Run away.
Okay. And he's
Where is Pointer? So do you get it? It's Pointer, Tall One, Ringo, and Pinky.
Gotcha. So what you're singing is Frère Jacques. And you've put silly
What are you
finger...
saying? Frère Jacques?
Yeah.
The guy who wrote that thing about lobsters?
David Foster Wallace?
No.
He did write a series of essays called Consider the Lobster.
Was that David Foster Wallace?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, was it?
Yeah, it fucking was, dude. You're seriously going to look this up and not believe that I know that for
sorry,
sure?
Sorry, of course. I mean the guy who wrote Eating Animals, which...
Jonathan Safran Foer.
Yes, and that's... Wait, what did you say earlier?
David Foster Wallace.
No, before that.
That's what I
you said the song
Frère
was called
Jacques.
Jonathan Frère Safran Foer.
I said Frère Jacques.
Because Frère Jacques, the guy who wrote the book, he said
eating
that
animals.
It's the lobster that really made him reconsider eating animals.
That's what David Foster Wallace says, dude. In Consider the Lobster, that's what it's called. Consider the fucking lobster.
David Foster Wallace.
We can't, no, listen, we can't be...
He's a wiggle?
Listen, It's against,
he's one of the Wiggles?
Let me just say something to you. It's against God to have two dudes on a podcast talking about David Foster Wallace, even if they're just kind of tangentially doing it. So we have to steer away from this.
Sounds like that's literally what podcasts are made
we can't
for.
Have it.
Yeah.
You get We're, that,
the,
right?
The market is oversaturated.
Interesting.
The coffers would spill over.
No, I think Thumbkin Tanner is a Russian poet.
Okay.
Like a banned Russian poet, and it's a message.
Okay.
And that's what Anne's doing.
Right.
Where is Thumbkin? And it's like, well, I don't know, probably in the fucking gulag, right?
He's and
that's what she's asking us to consider.
When Anastasia's family was killed.
Yes.
I don't know much about Russian monarchy. I've just seen Anastasia.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You've seen Anastasia because it's a perfect time to bring that knowledge to bear. Here's what I think is that we should take a quick break and then come back and do a little babysitting role play.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
One of my naughtiest fantasies.
Okay. I don't think it's going to go how you think it's going to go.
I'm very much... I'm going to tell Jamie to go to bed. Do not come into the basement tonight.
Okay. Bye. And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors, who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, did you tell Jamie to go to bed?
I didn't tell Jamie to go to bed. She's watching a live stream of a much more popular podcast.
But she's not going to bother us while we're doing a babysitting role play?
Role play? No.
Okay.
Let's get to the role play.
Okay, let's get to the role play. This is basically, I'm going to be using specifically prompts that have been provided to me by Anne for how to do babysitting in this book.
And what do you, should I look for the kind of counter prompts, or do you want me to go off book?
I want you to be, I was thinking you could be you, and I'm going to come in, and I'm the babysitter for Miles. But you can, you know, however you want to do it.
So wait, let's set the scene. I'm a dad.
Yeah.
And I'm going out for the evening.
Yeah, and I'm the new babysitter.
It's a pandemic, I wouldn't.
Okay.
So
maybe you just need someone to watch.
Automatically, the premise is flawed.
You need to watch someone to watch Miles outside.
Okay.
while you get some work done.
It's cold.
Well,
Connecticut.
Okay. What's a scenario whereby you would need a babysitter that works for you to make this work?
Well, I don't know if I would invite a babysitter into my house for this, but let's say that Jamie and I wanted to set aside some time to be intimate.
Okay.
Go upstairs,
yeah.
Be intimate, and we needed someone to watch Miles because we are doing it in the middle of the day.
Okay,
which is the only time I like
the only time you have to be intimate, and it's very important in a relationship.
Right.
Okay, so that's a scenario I can work with. And so the doorbell rings, and it's me. And I'm actually 30 minutes early because that is mandated here.
Right.
Anna said, arrive 30 minutes early.
That, you know what? That would infuriate me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, Jamie and I are not like tidy people.
Yeah.
So anytime we have anyone over, we spend the like hour before they come over furiously cleaning and tidying.
This is the babysitting basics that Anne, world babysitting expert, has taught me here. And number one is arrive 30 minutes early. And then I'm going to have to ask you a series of questions. Ding dong.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack. My name is Tanner.
I'm the babysitter.
Welcome to my home.
What time is bedtime?
For me or for you or...
I'm looking at this book, actually. It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
My bedtime is generally sometime between 10 and 11.
Okay.
For you, I'm not sure. I would probably... You're what?
41? Yeah.
I would probably say sometime between 10 and 11.
Yeah, that's generous.
I'll
tell you what, actually. Bedtime is between midnight and 1 o'clock, but I do fall asleep on the couch usually these days watching a documentary about college football at between 10 and 11. So you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do the children need a bath before bed?
Wait, my child?
Yeah.
I only have one. Were you under the impression that there was more than one?
It says here children.
Okay. It's just the one. I don't know where you got children.
Okay.
There's a dog. The dog does not need...
Yes, I think that must be what it refers to. Do they need a bath before bed?
Dog does not need a bath. Miles gets a bath every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
Is that too often or not often enough?
That's way more than Cyril gets a bath. Way more. Cyril gets a bath when, like... when, like, I'll notice that, like, he seems to have changed color. It's like, that's not... Oh, that's like a layer of dirt.
Miles always gets a bath Monday, Wednesday, Friday evening without fail.
Or it's sometimes we do a bath when I'm like at my wit's end about what to do. But the bathtub is like contained and I can like throw some dinosaurs in there and just like read a book.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll do a bath for that reason. Can I ask you another question before we before we come in? Do the children need to be fed?
Generally, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, this is something I'm learning now. Okay, because I didn't bring anything.
We have food.
Okay, and what?
In the house.
Is the next question.
What?
And what? Do I feed them?
Oh, well, I made red beans and rice for dinner. You can probably eat some of that.
Perfect. Weird question.
Yeah.
Are they allergic to any food or medication?
Who's they?
The children.
I only have one child.
Are they allergic to any medication?
Yes.
Okay.
Or no, sorry. No, not any medication.
Okay. So any medication is fine.
You can give him any medication.
Okay.
Yeah. He is allergic to many foods, though.
How do you work the microwave oven?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Can the kids have snacks?
Yeah. We encourage it.
Watch TV?
Sometimes he's sometimes allowed to watch TV. He will watch Sesame Street or a show on YouTube called Mighty Machines.
Play outside.
Where machines talk. Do you guys watch Mighty Machines in your house?
No, we don't watch anything after 1980.
Okay, Mighty Machines is good. It's trucks and they have personalities.
Okay.
And they talk.
We don't do this. We don't do modern television.
Is he allowed outside? Yes, but do not let him drown in the creek.
Okay.
That's important. That's very important. There's a creek in the back. He will drown in it if he's not carefully attended to.
Okay, noted. That's great. Okay. This is why I'm asking these questions. And can he have friends over to visit?
He doesn't have any friends.
Oh, wait, you know what? It doesn't say he. It just says have friends over to visit them. Can I have friends
sure.
over to visit?
Sure.
The child.
Miles actually does have a couple of friends.
Okay.
One guy in his class who's the son of friends of ours, whose name is Sam. He's Miles' friend.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. Jamie and I have friends.
Yeah.
Named Kate and Jeremy.
Right.
Their young son is in Miles' class at Montessori school.
Right.
His name is Sam.
Son of Sam.
No, son of Jeremy.
Okay.
And
he's friends with Miles.
He's friends with Miles. But guess what? So Miles is one of two kids who stays until 5:30 every night instead of 4:30. And guess what the other kid is named, and I assume who is Miles' best friend?
What?
Jack.
Crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Wild. Miles' best friend is Jack.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So can they come over?
Can Jack come over?
Yeah.
I feel like that would confuse Miles.
Okay.
Having two Jacks.
Here's another question for you, and I'm almost finishing my questions, and then we can kind of get down to the payment details and stuff. Okay. Can you play at a neighbor's house?
Both of our neighbors are pretty elderly.
Okay.
So I would say no.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What can't the kids do?
That's a big question.
Yeah. What can't they do?
I would say he's probably not very good at, like, types of philosophy.
Types of what?
I don't think he's good at, like, epistemology.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people have trouble with that.
Applied ethics, mm-hmm. I think he would struggle with.
Yeah.
Aestheticism, I think he would really not understand that because this kid lives for sensual pleasures.
Okay.
One of his favorite things, he loves sitting and playing with his trucks and cars, but if you say, Miles, it's dinner time, he will literally throw them to the ground and sprint to the kitchen.
That's cute.
So,
you know what Cyril's thing is lately that is very endearing, speaking of time, is that he'll often in the middle of play suddenly get serious and say, I need to go and see what time it is.
Okay.
And then he'll go and look at the clock and he'll come back invariably and will say, it's 40:40:40.
So he doesn't know how to read the clock.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know how to read the clock.
Right. It's always 40:40:40.
Yeah, lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Couple quick questions and then we can get down to brass tacks here. Do the pets need any special care?
Need? No. Yeah. Want? Certainly.
May I have a tour of the house?
Now?
Yes.
Sure, but there's one room you can't see.
Okay.
That's where I keep my Xbox and stuff.
Okay, and then my last question, and I hope that the answer is not that room, but where do you keep your diapers, towels, band-aids, and flashlights?
My or Miles's?
Yours.
My diapers and towels and stuff are in the red room.
The Xbox room. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miles's they're just in his bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. And how much do I owe you?
So this is something that Anne fucking gets at, and she's such a goddamn cop-out, so I don't know the answer. Here's what Anne says. What should I charge? Rates per hour vary from state to state and town to town. Check with your friends and find out the going rate in the area. Anne, just fucking tell me. Enough with the double talk. Just tell me what to charge. This is like the fucking key question. But I read this whole book and I don't know.
Come on, Anne.
Come on, Anne. And also, this is like, I read this whole book. I just did a babysitting role play. I got to down to the brass tacks. I closed the fucking deal. Like, you trust me now.
Yeah, and I know you know how to deal with stuff like poisoning,
yeah,
dog bites, big bad burps.
And then I fumbled the... Oh, yeah, she talks about bad burps.
She says... I'll just read the passage.
Yeah.
It pertains to vomiting.
Yeah.
It's actually the last thing in the book. Vomiting can be brought on by the flu or something the child ate that didn't agree with her or just plain excitability. Vomit can be pretty disgusting, but try not to let the child know how you feel about it. It's very frightening to a child, and the most important thing you can do is remain calm. Try and act as if it's just a bad burp and let her know it will be over in just a minute.
Whoa, that was a bad burp.
That was one of the worst burps I've ever seen.
What the fuck was that burp?
That was a bad burp.
Holy shit. That was a burp? Fuck. Not a good burp.
Not a good burp.
Damn.
Yeah, bad burp.
That's good.
I feel like you and I have always sort of danced around this idea of getting matching Babysitter's Club tattoos.
Yeah.
And maybe it's bad burp.
Bad burp.
That'd be fun.
It's just a decal of me like hugging the toilet after a night out. And it says like, just a bad burp. Anna Martin.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Tanner, should we do our burns?
Oh, shit. I guess so.
Yeah.
Let me look at my notes. Yes, I've got one.
Okay. Did you this week have a... Burn of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Let's hear it.
Mine is in the unconscious child section.
This book is so fucking dark, man.
Sometimes a child can stagger around as if he is drunk. Or he may act very confused and have blurred vision and then lapse into unconsciousness. Be sure to note his behavior and report it to the doctor. And the burn's on me.
Okay.
Apparently I'm an unconscious child. Most evenings after I'm done recording podcasts with you. Because I act pretty drunk.
And just stumble
slip in
around.
And out of unconsciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. You often have a bad burp or two.
Certainly now, as I'm getting older,
the bad burps get worse, don't they?
Yeah, and they come on way easier than they used to. Now it's just like two glasses of Merlot, and those bad burps are just like right there waiting. You know, did you have a burn?
Yeah, I got a couple burns. They're both from the letters to Anne section that Anne just was like, God damn it, I have like 15 more pages and I'm just going to print letters that kids have written to me that I've already answered.
The letters to Anne section comes in two parts, sort of.
Yeah.
The first is babysitters clubs across the country.
Yeah, it's interesting. They all have different funny names. It's like baby, kids, kids, well, babies sort of. Plus kids.
I'll read you every single name.
Yeah.
There's like six of them. The first one is called... The Babysitter's Express.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
The second one is called Babysitters Are Us.
Yeah.
The third one is called Babies and Kids, Inc.
Yeah.
And the last one is called The Babysitter's Club.
Yeah, nice try, guys. It's nice cute. Try. It's cute. They're all Katie real babysitters.
P in
club.
Alex City, Alabama.
And they say their names and their titles.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
And they kind of like, they do a little bit of a letter to Anne, but they're not asking questions of Anne. They're just saying, here's a little bit of information on my babysitter's club.
Yeah. There's one of the babysitter's club I really liked. Oh, wait, it's the one with Erica, I think. Oh, it's Babysitters Are Us. Has Aaron, who's the president, Carissa, who's the vice president, and Robin, who's the junior officer.
Yep.
And it's written in by Carissa. And all of the questions begin, Aaron and I, it's like tips. All the tips begin, Aaron and I babysit for a new client together. That way, we both get to know the children and parents at the same time. And at no point is Robin ever fucking mentioned.
Part of this equation. Yeah. She's just a junior officer.
She's just a junior officer. She made it into the book. She should be happy. Both of my burns are from the letters. So, like, they have tips from the clubs, and that's the tips. And then they have the letters, which is the second section. And the letters, I'll just...
Dear Anne.
Here's one. Ready?
Dear Anne is taken, by the way.
This letter's from Cynthia G. Dear Anne, the whole thing is a burn. The whole damn letter and Anne's response is a burn. Dear Anne, I would like to know what to do if you're babysitting a kid 1 year younger than you. I got a new client, thanks to my mom, and she wants me to watch her 10-year-old son. I'm 11. What should I do? Thanks, your number one fan, Cynthia G. And here's what Anne says. Dear Cynthia, this is a situation that will take some delicate handling. I'd start by suggesting that your client refer to you as a friend who's coming to stay with her son rather than as a babysitter. That will save him the embarrassment of feeling like a baby. Because you are so close in age, he would probably really appreciate if you act like a guest in his house. Ask him if it would be all right if you had a soda to drink and offer to pour him a glass, etc. If his mother has given
fucking situation,
it's just so fucking humiliating. If his mother has given strict instructions that he disregards, explain that his mother has asked you to abide by her rules, and in order to do that, you're going to need his help. If you two go to the same school, try not to mention that you're his babysitter. This could be the beginning of a nice friendship.
No, it won't. Here's the thing about Cynthia G.
This fucking child,
she lives
man.
In Philadelphia, PA, and you're telling me, Mrs. G, that you couldn't find a qualified babysitter older than 11 in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
You had to go with Cynthia G?
Can you imagine? Just think, fucking think about it for 1 second, being 10 years old and the babysitter comes over and she's fucking 11.
When I was 10 years old, I definitely did not need a babysitter. My parents, like, I was coming home from school and being alone at home by myself for like 5 hours every night.
Yeah.
I would come home at like 3 p.m. and be at home by myself until like 7 p.m.
That's cool.
Latchkey, I think it's called.
Yeah, that's us Gen X.
Yeah, I'm not Gen X.
At 10, I definitely came home and let myself in. Let me read you my second burn that's from the letters. It's also a whole letter and answer.
Okay.
Dear Anne, hi, I'm 12 years old and I've been babysitting since I was almost 11. One time when I was babysitting, I got sick and had to leave the kids with my mom. And ever since then, I've been embarrassed to talk to my client. What's wrong with me? Bonnie, Williamsburg, Virginia. Dear Bonnie, nothing's wrong with you. Babysitting is a big responsibility, and it sounds as though you had quite a scare. But you rose to the occasion. You were sick and couldn't care for the children, and you solved the problem. You called your mother, and she took care of them. You didn't let your client down. You handled the situation like a responsible adult. It's all right to ask for help. Problems usually arise when people don't ask for help. Sincerely, Anne. Note, for future reference, if you've accepted a job but are starting to feel sick, call your clients and tell them before you show up to work. Most likely, your clients would rather schedule someone else than risk exposing their children to an illness. So it looks like you did fuck up after all, you fucking goon.
Anne said Martin. That?
I'm like mostly just remembering the letter, but yeah.
Oh, you weren't even reading it. You were just remembering it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this kid showed up with like a fucking fever to babysit for children.
Right.
And she didn't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Can I ask you another question, Tanner?
Yeah.
Is this true?
Okay. I asked that a lot of times while I was reading this book.
Yeah. This is from Anne herself. Anne herself has deigned to come down from the heavens and directly address us in her, I think it's in her opening, in her preamble.
Right.
Here's what she says. This is after she has announced that she came up with the cool idea of be prepared as a motto right. for babysitters. Of course, it's hard to be prepared for everything. Once, when I was babysitting, a neighbor's golden retriever ate my charge's socks. Who could be prepared for that? Did that happen, Anne, or did you just make that up?
Did you make that up, Anne? You know what eats my child's socks?
Your child?
The Roomba.
Okay.
On an almost daily basis, the Roomba will be like, bong, 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 error. And I'll go and check it, and sure enough, it's sucked up a sock. It's just clogged up in its little cogs there. And once I dislodge that sock, the Roomba's like a lot happier.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Miles shouldn't leave his socks lying around everywhere.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to do sock feet. It's one of his favorite things.
What's sock feet?
Sock feet is where you take off his socks and you rub his feet and you go, sock feet, sock feet, sock feet, sock feet.
Oh, he likes that.
Yeah. Makes him giggle.
Are you wearing his socks on your hands?
No. You just rub his feet. Because you know how it feels pretty good to like take off socks after a long day?
Oh, like in Die Hard?
Yeah.
Where he's like, the secret to getting over jet lag, you got to make balls with your feet. You got to go to the carpet, take off your socks, and make ball. I know it sounds crazy. Make
it
balls
sounds crazy,
with your feet
and it's in the carpet. In no way foreshadowing for a later scene where
you're gonna fucking. That's what the guy on the plane tells him, and then that's why he spends the whole movie barefoot and he's like running over broken glass.
Yeah.
Do you know this about me? That a Die Hard top movie of my youth, but I was not allowed to watch it. But I recorded it off pay-per-view, and I labeled it The Man with the Hurt Feet so that my mom wouldn't know what it was.
But why did you have to label it that? Why couldn't you just label it like...
I had to come up with a title for the movie that wasn't going to tip her off that it was a fucking R-rated movie.
Yeah, but like...
So I made it up, The Man with the Hurt Feet. So
but you
I
don't
would
have
know...
to, you didn't have to make it up. You could say like Citizen Kane.
No, but so I would know what it was.
Yeah, but like if you saw it on the shelf, you're like, oh, Citizen Kane, I know that that's Die Hard.
In my mind, I needed to like wink at myself.
Yeah.
And I think okay. My dad, who was
oh,
also.
Oh, I've got a machine gun now.
In on the grift.
Yeah. That's the kind of relationship I hope Miles and I have.
Yeah. That you're like watching like R-rated movies against Jamie's wishes.
No, Jamie would.
After she's
that.
Gone to bed.
Yeah.
Speaking of dads, I thought we could do a quick little Dad Watch. Scared you, didn't I?
There was a dad in here?
There's a dad watch in this one. Let me read this to you. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a tip that Anne gives to some reader who has asked a question like, her tips are, can I say this? Her tips are not very good. Her responses to the reader's questions, to me, were mostly unsatisfying.
Yeah, she's sort of like, she like always takes this pretty like tepid middle ground stance on everything.
Yeah.
Like she never gives a firm answer.
She's also like a messy dingleberry who lives for the drama.
Anne.
Yeah, like all of her stuff is like, there are like all these like confrontation moments where it's like, one person writes in and is like, hey, I used to sit for somebody, but they haven't called me in a long time. And I noticed that they have like reached out to a different sitter.
Right.
And the correct answer to that is like, people move on in life. You're a 13-year-old girl. Like this woman has her reasons
nothing to this woman
for not calling you back. It's probably that she didn't like you, but it's also possible that she found someone else that's better or any number of things.
It's
but
it's
you
probably
have to,
that she didn't like you, but that's okay.
She's moved on,
and
now
people
you
are not gonna like you.
Must move on. But instead, yeah. Anne's response is like, okay, you gotta call her, but don't fucking tell her the thing.
Don't
the
confront her. You
no,
so the
tell
the,
her
the reader used the word confront in her letter to Anne.
Yeah,
Anne's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do not confront her.
Do not confront.
Fall on your sword.
Yeah.
In front
beg
of her.
Her. But do it in person. She's like, do it in person. Call
do
her up and
person.
Say you need to talk. This is like some fucking random babysitter. Is what Anne is saying. Can you imagine like your random ass babysitter who babies, like a 13-year-old girl who babysat for you once, calls you up and is like, Mr. Greenring, I need to talk, but I can't do it over the phone.
I would say, okay, I'm not.
Can I come over to your house?
No. No, you may not.
But here's my dad watch.
Your options are to do this over the phone or not at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have like 10 more seconds.
Yeah.
There's another one. There are a bunch where it's like people are like all these poor kids who have started babysitting clubs, like apparently like people across America are just like sending their kids over to their house and not paying them. And Anne's like,
yeah.
Ring on their doorbell and confront these motherfuckers.
Yeah, invoice them.
Like, yeah. You might want to get a lawyer involved. So this person has asked, her question is a reasonable one where it's like, I'm babysitting like 10, 4, and 2-year-olds at the same time, and they all want to do different shit.
Yeah.
And the answer is like, fucking, you're the babysitter. Tell them what to do. But Anne says, let the children take turns choosing a game they can play. Follow the leader, Simon Says, or Karen Brewer's favorite, Let's All Come In. Speaking of Let's All Come In, guess what? My dad and his friends invented that game.
Yeah, no duh.
When they were little.
They would play it, and Dad always made his younger sister be the dog or take the parts no one else wanted, which she hated. Poor Aunt Adele never fails to remind Dad of this at family gatherings.
So Anne is recommending that people, that kids play a game that she and her father
that her
made
dad.
Up.
But this is the dad watch. We learned something about Anne's
oh,
dad,
it is.
Didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't we?
What do you think Anne M. Martin's father is called?
Mr. Martin.
Mr. Martin. And his name is Martin.
Well, we know about Martin him because Martin. He's done illustrations in one of the Claudia books.
Did he?
He's an illustrator. Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It's the one time Hodges wasn't allowed.
Henry Martin.
Yeah. He's an illustrator.
He's a cartoonist for the yes. New Yorker.
I just told you this.
He was born in Louisville.
Yes. And he invented the game Let's All Come In. And his sister, his younger sister is Adele.
He went to school in Princeton at Princeton University and I guess just stayed.
Yeah.
He was like, I like it here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to have a kid here.
He seems like a nice man.
He does seem like a nice man. He's in the National Cartoonist Society.
Did you ever think we'd get a dad watch about Anne?
I don't think so.
I just want to do, before we wrap things up, I would like to do my babysitting tip of the week. And I assume you have one too?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, no,
what'd
there's
you say?
No one else here. Yep. I want to figure out, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put like hold music behind the actual length of, normally when you pause that long because you're not paying attention to me, I just cut the dead air when I'm editing. But I'm going to put hold music behind the amount of time it took before you responded to me.
So I was
people
reading
genuinely
Henry Martin.
Know what it's like, what it's actually like. You're talking to me, he says. Yeah, we're doing a podcast
reading Henry
with the
Martin
two of us.
Cartoons. New Yorker cartoons from Henry Martin.
Okay, great.
Now
and you
that's
know that's how
fault.
Long
I will
it
own that
was.
One. I will own that one. I got distracted. I started reading
New
Yorker cartoons folks, from Henry Martin.
We're on a Zoom call, so yeah. we're looking at each other.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to give my babysitters my babysitting tip of the week.
Okay.
From this book.
Okay.
And it comes from this book. Ready?
Yep.
Babysit for a nurse.
Okay. What's the logic there?
What's the logic there? I'm trying to remember. I just wrote down under my section tip of the week, babysit for a nurse. I think it's from this section that's like the babysitters clubs that are all called the Babysitters Club or like Babysitters Are Us or whatever.
Right.
And one of the tips is like, our tip is that we babysat for a nurse.
Oh, and then she like told all her patients.
And she told her friends. But then all her friends were like, holy fuck, the kind of babysitter that a nurse would get is probably a very good babysitter.
Here's my tip of the week.
What's your tip of the week?
It's under the heading nightmares.
Okay. And it's Jason, isn't it?
Be sure a child who's had a nightmare is completely awake. That way the scary dream won't happen again. And I think it's warding off not Jason, but Freddy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Because if you fall asleep, that's when Freddy can get you.
Right,
so
yeah.
You want to stay completely awake so that right. Freddy can't get you in your dreams.
Yes, that's
so
good.
That is good. That is a great tip.
That is a great tip. This is a dark book. It's the origin story of Jonna and Malcolm. The entity.
And Freddy and Jason.
Yes. Pretty powerful stuff. So if you want to know anything about poisoning or burns or
nightmares,
falling
dog
downstairs,
bites,
or
storms,
the guys that get you in your
bad
dreams,
burps,
yeah,
nosebleeds, earaches,
this is the one. And it also, if you get the same copy that I have and the copy that Tanner has, you will have the secret to the glaive order.
You will have the secret to the glaive order. And please do reach out to us and tell us which timeline your copy is from.
Yeah.
Like pre pre-split or post-split?
Yeah, so the timeline split happens, and we'll have to look into this when we're figuring out what the reading order is. There is a timeline parallel universe split that happens after Christie and the Walking Disaster, which is the book that first truly introduces Jackie Radowski and his time skipping. So it kind of makes sense.
Right.
I'd like to leave. I would love also to go.
Okay.
Does that seem okay to you?
Yeah, fine with me. I'm going to go just hang out.
Great. I would like to thank you, Tanner, for bearing with me.
You're welcome.
I would like to thank the Baby Nation for bearing with us.
You're welcome. That's them.
I would like to remind everybody to please subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. It's a whole Patreon show, and it's about the Little Sister books, and we sing the descriptions, and everyone who listens to it is very good and nice, and we like them, and we're grateful to them, and we're grateful to you if you even consider subscribing, because it's a great way to support our show, and it's also another whole good show that we do.
Yep. We just did it earlier today.
We just did one earlier today.
And it was a blast.
It was a blast. It was very fun. We're both, you more than me, but both of us are very harried and busy dads at the moment.
Yeah.
And have no time for anything.
Yeah.
But it is still very nice.
Yeah.
To connect on a Saturday afternoon and do the show.
Yeah.
We sing the descriptions. Also, please, for the love of God, join the Baby Nation Facebook group. Just fucking look in Facebook and search for it. It's called Baby Nation. It's the group, not the page. The page is fine. Like the page all you want, but the action happens in the group. Everyone in there is good. It will feel like you are finally a member of a club that you want to belong to.
And it'll feel like family. When you hear your family.
And when you hear your family. And it's actually...
Please, that's the Babysitter's Club motto.
Yeah, and that's the Babysitter's Club motto. Yeah, because we can take any motto we like. Just like Anne... what else do we say? Buy our merch, bit.ly/BSCC merch. What a great holiday gift.
What a great holiday gift. And a lot of the people in Baby Nation are in the gift exchange, and that's another reason to join Baby Nation.
They're doing a gift exchange.
Just buy
it's
one of
so
the
much
fucking
fun.
Gifts that we've made for you.
Yes. Please.
Get the dang Stacey shirt. It's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Wine Crimes.
I like the Prezioso basketball shirt.
Well, that one's a classic, but
that's a classic. Please do rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. It helps us to move through the rankings and be discovered by people who might want to find us. Just give us a nice rating and a review. It really genuinely does help, and otherwise we will slide into irrelevancy, and you don't want that.
Follow us on Stitcher.
Sure. Okay, now you're just adding
Spotify.
Stuff. Yeah.
Overcast. We're on all the places you follow podcasts. You know that on my other show, I'm the one who does all this?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Josh as helpful to you as you are?
He politely
to me?
Sits in the cut and just lets me finish.
Yeah, so that is slightly more helpful.
Yeah. I always get it out. I've got it down.
This week, we did, in fact, read a novel, and it was called The Babysitter's Club Guide to Babysitting. Next week, things are going to get a little wacky and a little wild. As I have mentioned, we're busy dads. Tanner busier than
mostly
I,
me.
And maybe more busy than anyone could ever know right now. And so we'll figure something out, but we will be doing something probably a little different next week.
TBD.
TBD, but we will do something. Yeah. And then we'll be back at some point to read The Summer Before, because we do have some like real-ass Babysitter's Club content that we have not engaged with before we move
it's
on.
It's sort of
the next
last
great
thing. It's the last little delicate rope.
Yeah.
keeping us from plunging into the abyss.
Yeah. And then after that, we'll plunge into the abyss, and we hope you will join us.
Yep.
All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
Please do remember to round off the corners in your bedroom, drown all your dolls, call your senator, and demand your right to bear time. And do not forget to let daddy love you as much as I do. Remember the Delaney's. Remember the Trip Man. Take your dream horse through that maze. Claudia is wearing a bra now, and the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been invented. All right, I've hit record. My numbers are going up. My phone is on
airplane
mode.
I've got the book in front of me.
I have 32 hours left.
I have 30 hours left.
Okay.
Let's just keep going. Let's never stop.
Let's never stop. Let's do 30 hours. We can do 30 hours, don't you think? I could do 30 hours. Yeah, it would be good.
I could do 30 hours and still get to work on time on Monday.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I?
We did it when we watched the Avengers marathon. What's going on? I feel like I lost you.
Oh, there's a list in the of all the books in the back of the book.
Yeah.
And for some reason it skips from 1 to 10. And then 10 to 15 and then 50. It only shows every 5 books up until 50.
Okay.
And then it counts up in order from 50 to 99. And that's then it weird. Stops and does all the like side books.
So that's probably the Glaive Order.
This is the Glaive Order.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we should explore that.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.